From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Monday, June 8th. It's going to feel more like summer this week. Today, muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Likely, we could see some locally heavy rainfall. In fact, a flood watch is in effect from 11 a.m. today through tomorrow morning for much of the region. Look for high today around 84. Carbondale police are investigating a weekend shooting that left an area teenager injured. The incident took place on Saturday night. Carbondale police say officers responded to a report of a gunshot victim in the 600 block of South 4th Street a little after 10:30 p.m. Police say they found an 18-year-old Murfreesboro man at the scene with a non-life-threatening injury. He was taken to an area hospital for treatment. Police say the victim was shot while at the gathering. They say it was likely the result of a dispute between acquaintances. Police say the suspect left the scene before officers arrived. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to contact the Carbondale Police Department or call the Carbondale SIU Crime Stoppers Anonymous tip line at 618-687-COPS. D'Amper Herbals is hosting its annual herbal medicine workshop later this month in Union County. This is the workshop's 14th year, and General Manager Terry Hickey says participants will learn to identify medicinal plants, see demonstrations on making herbal extracts and infused oils, and browse plant starts, books, and herbal products that they have available.
The overall theme is supporting your overall health using herbal remedies, and I think people are going to learn a tremendous amount about how to use standard tests that they take, such as blood tests, and translate that into what are some natural things they can do.
The day also includes tours of the farm's sustainable living projects, including the apiary, low-till vegetable garden, and composting system. The event takes place on Saturday, June 20th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the D'Amper Farm in Union County. More information is available on our website at WSIU.org. Well, the Illinois Department of Public Health is reminding residents to take precautions against illnesses spread by mosquitoes, ticks, and bats as warmer weather increases outdoor activity across the region. Mosquitoes can carry West Nile virus, which has already been detected in mosquito samples this year. And while no human cases have been reported so far, Illinois saw 150 human cases and 10 deaths last year. In addition, the state is tracking rabies in bats with two positive cases reported so far this year. And the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is awarding nearly $500,000 to help rural fire departments upgrade equipment and expand training. IDNR says 73 volunteer departments will share in $495,000 in federal grants to help some of the state's most underserved areas. The money comes through the Volunteer Fire Capacity Program. Locally, the fire departments receiving funding include Lake of Egypt Fire Protection District, Jefferson Fire Protection District, Cesar Fire Protection District, Alto Pass Volunteer Fire Department, and the Gorville Fire Department. Recapping the forecast for today, we're going to see widely scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day around mid-morning and then maybe again mid-afternoon. Some locally heavy rainfall is possible. A flood watch is in effect from 11 a.m. this morning through tomorrow morning for much of the listening area, basically everywhere north and east of Jackson County. Excessive rainfall today is possible that could lead to flooding of creeks, streams, and low-lying flood-prone areas. We'll see some more scattered showers and thunderstorms likely through midnight tonight, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 72. The outlook for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm. There's a slight chance we might see a scattered shower or thunderstorm through early afternoon. Look for high tomorrow near 90. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.